This is the parallax for Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with escalating tensions over the Iran conflict, where President Trump is projecting confidence and frustration with allies. On Tuesday, Trump told reporters the U.S. could wrap up its military operation in Iran within 2 to 3 weeks, even without a formal peace deal. At the same time, he lashed out at European partners. Trump posted on Truth Social, "The USA will remember," a direct rebuke to the UK and France for refusing to join the war effort. France and Italy have begun blocking US and Israeli military flights through their airspace. Here's where the outlets diverge on what's actually happening behind the scenes. Axios reports that Trump's own advisors tell them they are just as uncertain as foreign governments about his intentions. Some say he is mostly improvising rather than following a strategic plan, and that his Truth Social posts carry life or death consequences for the war. But Al Jazeera's exclusive interview with Iran's Foreign Minister Arachi reveals a different picture of the diplomatic channel. He confirmed message exchanges with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, but made clear these do not constitute negotiations, and he has no faith in U.S. commitments. The contrast here is striking. While Trump signals imminent victory and criticizes allies, his advisors admit confusion. Iran's top diplomat denies formal talks exist, and China and Pakistan have jointly presented a new ceasefire framework tied to reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Trump declined to endorse specifics, but told Axios, "The diplomacy with Iran was going well." Meanwhile, a 2,000-pound bunker buster strike on an Isfahan ammunition depot overnight Monday shows the military campaign continues in parallel with whatever diplomatic signals are being sent. In a historic and consequential case, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday in Trump v. Barbara, a challenge to the president's executive order restricting birthright citizenship. The order limits automatic citizenship to children born in the U.S. with at least one parent who is a legal resident or citizen. In an unprecedented move, Trump became the first sitting president to attend oral arguments at the Supreme Court. At stake is the 14th Amendment, which has long been interpreted to grant citizenship to virtually all persons born on U.S. soil. A ruling in Trump's favor could affect millions of children and create entirely new categories of legal status. The framing of this case splits sharply across outlets. Axios reports that a ruling in Trump's favor could reshape America's racial makeup and create a caste system that leaves millions without rights, noting the order would bar entire swaths of children from work authorization, college financial aid, and voting. Fox News, by contrast, quotes Trump saying his order was never meant to cover children of illegal immigrants, and notes his Truth Social post calling birthright citizenship one of the many great scams of our time. Meanwhile, NPR emphasizes the constitutional question that the provision has long been interpreted to guarantee American citizenship to every child born in the United States, letting the legal tensions speak for itself. Turning to energy markets and global economic fallout from the Iran conflict, oil markets whipsawed Wednesday as Brent crude briefly fell below $100 a barrel on optimism that Trump could end the war soon. But analysts warn the picture is far more fragile. If the Strait of Hormuz, through which roughly one-fifth of the world's oil flows, remains closed indefinitely, crude could surge to an unprecedented $200 per barrel. U.S. gasoline prices have already risen 35% since the war began last month, topping $4 a gallon for the first time in 4 years. Bloomberg reports that Asian and European stocks rallied their most in a year on this optimism, but notes that euphoria masks deeper anxiety over the global economic outlook. Germany's leading economic research institutes cut the country's 2026 growth forecast by more than half, citing the conflict. Zero Hedge reports that Asian countries are burning more coal as LNG prices reach 3-year highs due to the de facto closure of the strait, a ripple effect showing how tightly connected energy and global growth have become in this moment. And finally, some brighter news from orbit. NASA's Artemis II mission launched Wednesday at 6:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Kennedy Space Center, sending 4 astronauts, Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Jeremy Hansen, on a roughly 10-day loop around the moon. That's the parallax for Wednesday, April 1st. Thanks for listening.